Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an urban echo transition stack in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB. So instead of thinking big EDM riser, we're going for something dusty, rhythmic, and mix friendly. The goal is to make the transition feel like it was born out of the breakbeat itself. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton, automation lanes, return tracks, and basic drum editing. What we're focusing on here is vibe, phrasing, and groove. In DNB, transitions are part of the drum story. They tell the listener, the break is changing, the bass is about to mutate, or we're about to flip into a new section. That means the transition has to feel connected to the rhythm, not pasted on top of it. First, find your transition zone. Usually that's the last 4, 8, or 16 bars before a drop, a switch up, or a breakdown exit. In a lot of DNB arrangements, the phrase boundary is everything. So if your drop is built in 16-bar blocks, you want the transition to start clearly near the end of that phrase, not randomly in the middle. That gives the listener a sense that the move is intentional. Now create the stack in 3 layers. One layer for drums, one for texture, and one for bass. Your drum layer can be chopped break fragments, ghost hits, reverse snares, and little fill pieces. Your texture layer can be vinyl noise, room tone, ambience, or a filtered field recording. And your bass layer can be a res, a mid-bass swell, or a filtered bass stab that adds tension without wrecking the sub. Here's where the groove pool magic comes in. We're not going to rigidly quantize every little slice. That would flatten the whole thing. Instead, slice your break into small pieces, maybe kick and snare fragments, ghost hits, hats, and a few reverse bits. Then apply a groove pool groove to those clips. A swingy MPC-style groove works well, somewhere around 54 to 58% feel, but the important part is to keep it controlled. Use groove timing moderately, maybe around 20 to 45%, and keep velocity variation subtle. You want it to feel alive, not sloppy. That's the key jungle move right there. Machine precision with broken human movement. The break should still hit hard, but it should lean and shuffle in a way that feels like sampled drum history. If the break starts sounding too stiff, groove gives it motion. If it starts sounding too loose, pull the groove back a little. We're aiming for tension, not chaos. Now let's make the transition breathe with automation. Start with auto filter on the break bus. Bring the cutoff up across the last 4 or 8 bars, from something low and murky into something much brighter and more open. You might begin around 180 to 400 Hz and open it up toward 8 to 12 kHz, depending on how dramatic you want the move. A little resonance can add that hollow sweep, but don't overcook it. You want the filter to feel like motion, not a laser effect. At the same time, automate echo on your breaks or on a return. Push the dry/wet up gently in the last couple of bars so the chopped hit starts smearing into an urban tail. Keep the feedback under control and darken the repeats so they don't clutter the top end. Think grime, not sparkle. This is the echo in urban echo, and it should feel like the room is reflecting the drums back at you. Now shape the bass. Use a res or low mid swell that can support the transition without smothering it. If you're using Waveedable, Operator, or Analog, start with a sound that has some mid-range movement. Then automate the filter opening slowly, and add a bit of saturation or drum bus for density. Keep the sub stable and mono. The movement should live in the mids. That way, the bass can rise in tension without muddying the kick or turning the whole transition into low-end mush. One really useful trick here is to apply groove to the bass clip too, but less than the drums. If the drum fragments have a stronger swing, give the bass a lighter groove amount, maybe around 10 to 25%. That way the whole transition feels related, but the bass still holds the foundation. You can also groove a little FX clip, like a snare hit, vocal stab, or metallic burst, and place it slightly late to create that falling back, ghostly feel. That late placement is subtle, but it makes the whole section feel like it's leaning forward. For the return effects, set up echo on a return track and keep it filtered. Something synced like 1/8 dotted or 1/4 can work well, depending on the density of the track. Feedback should stay modest, maybe 15 to 35%. Then automate the send amount up in the last 2 bars and cut it down sharply on the drop. If you want the tail to sneak through the first hit of the next section, leave just a little bit of it hanging. But in a lot of old-school style transitions, the cleaner the cut, the harder the drop lands. Now we need a finish line. Every good transition needs a final impact or stop. That could be a crash, a reverse hit, a snare flum, a sub drop, or a short drum fill that resolves into the next section. Keep it controlled. In jungle and DNB, a smaller but well-timed hit can land harder than a giant cinematic blast. If you need more space, use a little utility gain dip before the final impact so the contrast feels bigger when the next section arrives. At this stage, group your drums, texture, and bass transition elements into a bus. On that bus, use light processing only, a gentle glue compressor, a touch of saturator, and maybe EQ8 to remove sub-rumble and harshness. You're trying to glue the stack together, not crush it. Usually, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is enough. Keep the attack a little slower if you want the transients to punch through, and don't forget to high-pass unnecessary low junk if things get cloudy. A really important part of this lesson is checking the transition in context. Soloed, it might sound exciting. In the full mix, it can get messy fast. So audition it in mono, lower the monitoring volume, and listen to how it lands against the kick pattern that follows. That last part matters a lot. A transition can sound perfect by itself and still clash with the first downbeat of the next phrase. If the sub is fighting the kick, pull it down earlier. If the delay tail is eating the drop, shorten the feedback or close the send faster. If the break loses energy in mono, reduce stereo width and reinforce the center with a cleaner transient. A few mindset notes that really help with this style. First, think call and response, not just build and explode. A break fragment can answer a bass stab. A ghost hit can answer a filtered tail. That back and forth keeps the transition musical and very genre appropriate. Second, don't groove everything equally. Let the drums feel a little looser than the texture and bass. That hierarchy makes the stack feel natural. And third, remember that negative timing can be powerful. Nudging a hit slightly late can create forward momentum, because the listener feels the section leaning into the next one. If you want to go a little deeper, try a fake out in the last bar. Trip the breakdown into sparse hits, maybe hint at halftime, then bring the full speed energy back on the next phrase. Or try a false downlift, briefly open the filter and drop the volume, then pull everything back for a beat before the impact. That contrast can make the final hit feel much more dramatic without adding more layers. Also, don't forget the classic TDNB rule. Phrase boundaries matter. The best transitions usually arrive on a strong 8-bar or 16-bar boundary, and if the next section is sparse, your transition should be sparse too. If the drop is aggressive, the transition should preview that aggression with sharper transients and less wash. The transition should reveal the identity of the next section, not hide it. So to recap the workflow, build the transition around chopped break material, texture, and a controlled bass layer. Use groove pool to give the drums and supporting clips a human, chopped swing. Automate filter, delay, reverb, and volume with intention. Keep the sub disciplined and mono. Shape the whole thing around the phrasing of the track, and let the drums do the talking, while the effects amplify the story. If you want a quick practice pass, pick one 8-bar section and build a transition stack from a single break. Chop it into a handful of slices, apply a moderate groove, add one noise layer, bring in a filtered bass swell, send the last two bars into echo, and finish with one clean impact or snare fill. Then listen once in solo and once in full arrangement. Ask yourself, does it feel like part of the drums? Does the groove push forward? And does the drop feel bigger because of the contrast? That's the Urban Echo approach. Dusty, rhythmic, controlled, and seriously effective for jungle and old-school DNB. Use the groove pool as a relationship tool, not just a timing fix, and you'll get transitions that feel like they belong inside the track rather than floating above it.